from Washington, this is VOA News. New U.S. sanctions target Russian officials and businesses. Egyptian court hands down mass death sentence. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United States imposed a new round of economic sanctions in an attempt to force Russian President Vladimir Putin to curb his involvement in Ukraine. VOA's Ken Bredemeyer reports.
The sanctions the United States imposed Monday target 7 Russian government officials and 17 companies linked to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Those targeted included 2 in Mr. Putin's inner circle, and all will be subject to a freeze on their U.S. assets and a ban on traveling to the United States. President Barack Obama explained the sanctions do not target Mr. Putin.
The goal here is not to go after Mr. Putin personally. The goal is to change his calculus with respect to how the current actions that he's engaging in Ukraine could have an adverse impact on the Russian economy over the long haul.
One Russian official called the new sanctions disgusting, and another dismissed them as of little significance. Ken Bredemeyer, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union is also targeting 15 individuals for travel bans and asset freezes, but will not publish those names until Tuesday. The mayor of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, is in serious condition after being shot by a sniper. Hennady Kirnis was bicycling on the outskirts of the eastern Ukrainian city when he was shot in the back by an unidentified gunman. Kirnis opposed the popular protests in Kiev that led to the ouster of President Viktor Yanukovych, but he said he does not support pro-Russian separatists who are calling for votes on independence for eastern Ukraine. The Pentagon says U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel spoke with Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu by telephone Monday, wanting to know what Russia's intentions are towards Ukraine. The Pentagon spokesman says the Minister Shoigu assured Secretary Hagel that Russian forces will not invade. More than 50 people were killed in a series of suicide bombings as members of Iraq's security forces began voting in the country's first election since the withdrawal of U.S. troops in 2011. Attackers wearing police uniforms struck polling centers around Baghdad and north of the city, while roadside bombs targeted military and police convoys. No one's claimed responsibility for the attacks. Bashar al-Assad, the embattled president of Syria, is running for a third 7-year term. Candidates began registering last week for the presidential election, which will take place on June 3rd. An Egyptian court is recommending a death sentence for 683 men, including Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohamed Badia. VOA's Elizabeth Arad has details.
Relatives outside the courthouse in Minya, south of Cairo, fainted on hearing the news. Others railed against the sentencing and protested the defendant's innocence. The judge's recommendation is not final. Also Monday, the same court commuted the death sentences in a related case, with 492 of 529 men now facing 25 years to life in prison. The death penalty for 37 men was upheld. Both cases involved the killing of a policeman in protests and rioting last year that followed the ouster of Muslim Brotherhood figure President Morsi. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.
President Obama says a new security agreement signed with the Philippines is not meant to counter or control China. At a news conference with Philippine President Benigno Aquino, President Obama said the United States has a constructive relationship with China, and our goal is to make sure international rules and norms are respected. China and the Philippines have competing maritime and territorial claims in the South China Sea. Mr. Obama is in the Philippines on an Asia trip that included Japan, South Korea, and Malaysia. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says it is highly unlikely any debris from that missing Malaysia Airlines passenger jet will be found on the surface of the Indian Ocean.
And I want the families to know, I want the world to know, that Australia will not shirk its responsibilities in this area. We will do everything we humanly can, everything we reasonably can, to solve this mystery. We will not let people down.
Speaking in Canberra on Monday, Prime Minister Abbott said an expanded underwater area will be combed to try to find any remains of the airliner missing since March 8th. The head of the search effort, Angus Houston, says if everything goes perfectly, the extended underwater search will take 8 months to complete. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website, on the internet, at voanews.com.